On Friday's front page, the Justice Department has opened a full criminal investigation into the deaths of two detainees in CIA custody in Iraq and Afghanistan. Boeing is about to open a brand new airplane factory in South Carolina, unless the federal government says it can't. We'll look at what's at issue. And can you call a boardwalk if it's not made of boards? We'll find out why beachgoers could be asking that question right here in New York. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Justice Department has opened a full criminal investigation into the deaths of two detainees in CIA custody in Iraq and Afghanistan. This comes after years of criticism over the Justice Department's inaction in probing the CIA's interrogation tactics. Attorney General Eric Holder said he was acting on a recommendation from Prosecutor John Durham. Holder said Durham looked at cases involving more than 101 detainees. Current and former U.S. officials say one of the two died at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq in 2003. The other died at a secret CIA prison in Afghanistan that's known as the Salt Pit. That detainee was suspected of links to Al-Qaeda. Also on page one, an agreement a few days ago was supposed to bring peace to northern Sudan, but Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman says it seems to be sliding toward war. The potential conflict is overshadowing next week's breakup. Southern Sudan will split off from the north. They'll be two separate nations after years of civil war and negotiations. In the far north, opposition forces say they'll fight until they too win some form of autonomy. Already, people are hiding in caves to stay out of the path of government fighter jets and bombers. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to lift a ban on so-called hydrofracking. That would give the go-ahead to a controversial way of extracting natural gas from underground shale. State officials are considering keeping the ban on hydrofracking in watersheds used by New York and Syracuse. It's not clear when the final decisions will be made. Now that Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger has been caught, will he squeal? The FBI used to consider Bulger a top echelon informant. Friday's Times says he got more from the Bureau than he gave. The FBI helped him become more powerful by locking up rivals. It also protected him from other law enforcement investigations. More than once, agents tipped him off about witnesses who'd implicate him. The witnesses soon wound up dead. Boeing is about to open a brand new airplane factory in South Carolina, unless the federal government says it can't. The National Labor Relations Board says Boeing built the plant to retaliate against union workers at its base in Seattle. The NLRB wants a judge to order production moved there. That has people in South Carolina angry. Times reporter Stephen Greenhouse says the case has become something of a cause célèbre among Republican lawmakers and presidential hopefuls. They say it's another example of big government meddling where it shouldn't. Can you call a boardwalk if it's not made of boards? Two small sections of the Coney Island Boardwalk here in New York are now concrete slabs. More is coming. City officials want to get away from scarce hardwoods that come from the Amazon rainforest. It turns out that wood from North America isn't as sturdy and doesn't last as long, and concrete is cheaper. Inside Friday's Times, thousands of British government workers walked off the job. Times correspondent Sarah Lyle tells us they were protesting austerity measures that target pensions.
This was a relatively small strike. Several hundred thousand people went out. But what unions have said is this might be a harbinger of much greater action in the months to come. Some of the larger unions haven't actually voted on strike action yet, but they're saying that the way things are going with negotiations over pensions, they could well follow. And this is a sign also of what's going on around Europe. A lot of other countries are experiencing the same kind of unrest from workers, upset at budget cuts, upset at pension changes. And in Britain, one of the issues is the government has instituted a program of very deep, very quick cuts with the idea that this would help stimulate the economy by making the markets happy and reducing the deficit. That hasn't happened. The economy is growing very, very sluggishly. Consumer spending is actually down. And so a lot of economists are now questioning whether the government's approach is the right approach.
Times correspondent Sarah Lyle. Minnesota was bracing for a government shutdown. Officials met behind closed doors but did not come to terms on a budget. State workers have already closed 84 major rest areas along highways. They could have to shut down state parks as campers head in for the long 4th of July weekend. The state is facing a $5 billion budget deficit. Democratic Governor Mark Dayton wants to collect more taxes from wealthy people. Republicans who control the legislature are demanding spending reductions instead. MSNBC suspended political analyst Mark Halperin for making a derogatory comment about President Obama. Halperin was appearing on the Morning Joe program. I'm not going to repeat what he said. He apologized a few minutes later, and MSNBC said he'd been suspended indefinitely. Halperin is also an editor at Time magazine. It issued him a warning and called his comments inappropriate. Public health advocates are worried that states are stalling the fight against obesity. Some states are barring local governments from taking action to require menu labeling or reduce trans fats in restaurants. Florida and Alabama adopted bans last month. Ohio lawmakers passed a state budget that called for limits on local control over restaurants. Many lawmakers say they're just responding to restaurant owners who complain they're playing whack-a-mole because regulations differ from one jurisdiction to the next. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.